federal regulators are snubbing plans for a new dam on the Bear River in Idaho. KUER's Judy Faze reports that the idea has had many critics from the start.
The Twin Lakes Canal Company in Idaho wants to build the dam to generate 10 megawatts of energy and to store irrigation water. But staffers for the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission say a license should be rejected on environmental grounds. A 4.5-mile section of the Narrows north of the Utah line is a favorite spot for trout fishing, tubing, and other recreation. Star Colebrook's family homesteaded the scenic area more than a century ago. She's formed a citizens group to fight the proposal.
It's really crowded a lot of the time in the summer, but you can still find places where you can be completely alone, and all you can hear is the river. There are eagles up there that just soar over like they own the place.
Recreationists aren't the only critics. The Shoshone-Bannock tribe objects to the dam. So do historians who want to preserve the Bear River Massacre site. PacifiCorp has four dams on the river that generate enough power for 53,000 homes and irrigate hundreds of acres of farmland. PacifiCorp spokesman Dave Eskelson says the dam would drown millions of dollars of environmental projects the company's done in the Narrows.
We have commitments as part of our federal license that we're very concerned about. Fish recovery, water quality improvements, recreational land management issues.
Federal regulators will field public comments on the draft environmental impact statement next week in Preston, Idaho. But a final decision on the dam could be months away. Judy Faze, KUER News.